Good morning. We think in Chayadim Klal Lamed Ches Sif Simen Gimel. So he deals with a few questions here, which are not so common. But the concepts behind it, in regards to Hillel's Mikvos, etc., are very relevant and important. So it's worthwhile to talk them through. So let's do it. Okay. Hichlis Yadav Bekli Shamayim Fil Yesh B'Mem So. So instead of pouring from the Kli, which he fulfills the requirement of Kayach Gavra, instead he puts his hands into the Kli. So is that valid? Now, certain scenarios we would argue that's a form of Tevila. A person is being Tevil his hands, he's being Tevil. And we'll see as we go through these that there is a din of Tevila Shadayim, that if you have a Kosher Mikvah or a Kosher Mayan, a person can do an act called Tevilas Yadayim, being tovel his hands, and it will work. But over here it's inside of a kli, and tefillah does not work inside of a kli. So let its work, because so now we want it to work not because of tevilah, but because of the tila. So, but it's not karech gavra. So what's the talk about? The argument is there's machlokes rishonim whether karech gavra is required or not. Is the main requirement just the kli, or we need, besides the kli, we also need karech gavra? Now that we need karech gavra, because that's how we paskin. But now a situation where a person does not have another option, it's all he has available, is an option of tevila into the kli. So could be a b'yevin it's kosher. Hichlis yadav b'kli shamayim afilu yesh b'mem so im yesh shamayim acherim yinagav yadav v'yitol. If you have a different way of doing it, so you have to dry your hands and start over again with an act of netila. The main law, if there's no other way of doing it, and this is all you have available, I feel ein b'memsa is kosher. So what's this memsa thing? For the purpose of tevila, person being tevil in a mikvah. Mikvah is a gathering of water. So the Torah requires a tevila of 40 saw for a person to go to the mikvah. It's a measure of a saw is a measure of volume. Liquid volume, and we need the measure of 40 saw for the mikvah to be kosher. The minimum amount, the size of a mikvah. We'll see some more details about that in a moment. So the point that the Chayadim is saying right now, that this is not working as tevila. So even though it doesn't have 40 saw, which is what you would require for tevila, it's still kosher because you're being makshar. That's not as a form of tevila, but as a form of netila, according to the opinion which holds the yomni karech gavra. All you need is just using a kli. I'm using a kli. Mikol makom lo yivorech al netila zu. Chayadim says that a person should not make a bracha because the ikur psak we paskin is that you require, and besides kli, you also require karech gavra that you have to pour onto the hands from a kli. Nearly the Yaqub Mapa, and then the Chayadim says, in that situation, a person should wrap his hands in something, put on a glove. They didn't have gloves necessarily. They wrap their hands with a cloth and eat with the cloth. Now, normally the loch is that a person cannot use Mapa to relieve himself of his chiv of tevila, the chiv of Natila. So, you know, well, I'm not going to touch the food anyway. I'll just wrap my hands and I won't need to wash my hands. So that's not true. Chazal were mechayev a din of netila, even if you would wrap your hands. However, in this situation where a person doesn't have water available to do a netila for whatever reason, so then Chazal said that the solution is to wrap your hands and eat. So here we're saying after the person has done this act of dipping his hands in the kli, which works according to this opinion as not as tevila but as netila, and you have no other options, therefore you cannot you can't wash your hands, so then we're going to allow you to eat based on this, but really it would be preferable to use the eitz of a mapa as if you had done no netila at all. Now the next step that the Chayadim talks about, which we'll touch on the next year, is is this the effect of the kli, affected by the fact that it's attached to the ground. So that's what he's going to talk about, Bez Hashem, in the next half of the siman, which we'll do in the following shir. Have a good day.